Okay. Again, the title of my sermon this morning is The Lord Jesus Christ, Our Firm Foundation. Let's go to Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. Matthew is the first book of the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, the Word of God reads. Therefore, if anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not perform them into practice, like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority and not as the teachers of the law. The rock is referring to the Lord Jesus Christ, our firm foundation. Yes, we have a church, which is a building, but we are the church. We are representation of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, people say, well, I'm going to church, it's a building. But my point to, I want to bring this morning is that we are the church. We got to build on that foundation, on the Lord Jesus Christ. It said about some that built their house on the sand, it didn't last. And going back to us, being a carrier of the presence of God, having that foundation. We all go through tough times. We all have a story to share. See, but when the tough times come, hits us, or do we continue serving God, or are we going to just be like that saying there, that we build that house on the sand and the foundation is gone? The Bible says in 1 John 4:4, greater is he that lives in me than he who lives in the world. Again, we're a carrier of the presence of God. And we go through tough times, when we go through our trials, we're going through it, God being with us, the Spirit of God inside of us, it gives us the courage to keep going every day. You know, again, we're a carrier of the presence of God. We have that foundation. We have that stability. There's a saying in Spanish, it's saying, que el diablo no duerme, because the devil don't sleep, right? But you know what? The Spirit of God that's inside of us doesn't sleep as well. And we have the carrier of the presence of God. It gives us the roaring of the lion of the tribe of Judah that lives inside of us, that what, no matter what, I'm going to get through this with your help, Lord. Obviously, we can't do it on our own strength, right? We got to rely on him, on that foundation. You know, that Spirit of God will help us to, and God will be opening doors for us to minister. And they were saying, how are you going through? How are you doing this? And that way God opens a door for you to minister to that person or to that family, whatever you're going through. The Bible also says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a standard against it. Again, the Spirit of God that resides inside of us will help us to keep going. Amen. Matthew chapter 16, going back to my point that I'm trying to bring forth this morning about the Spirit of God. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. It says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, his followers, students, who do people say the Son of Man is? They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But what about you, he asked, who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone he was the Messiah. Again, Peter, he was telling them, the Spirit of God revealed that to Peter, who Jesus was. That that he was the living God, right? The Son of God, I'm sorry. That foundation, again, going back to that. The Bible also says that his spirit will lead you into all truth. Lord Jesus Christ, our firm foundation. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. First Peter chapter 5, verse 6, the Word of God reads, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be sober, be alert and sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you into his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. And that's what I said about earlier, that says that the enemy's the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion. He roars. He just roars. He just makes noise, right? But the Bible says that the Lion of Tribe of Judah lives inside of us. He's given us something. He's given us something special and precious. And that is his spirit. That foundation. Growing up in Sunday school, ones that grew up in church, God was laying on that foundation to youth, to young adult, to an adult. He's always doing a work in our hearts. But the thing is that we let him continue to do that work in us. We got to continue to strive to want to know more about his love. We got to continue to want to strive to spend time in his presence. We got to continue and strive to read the word of God, because that's what's going to give you the fuel to help you face your everyday battles. Because we can't do it in our own strength. And I love that scripture. It says in 5:7, it says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Make it personal. Write your name in there in the Bible. That he cares for me. He cares for Eloy. He cares for Olivia. He cares for David. He cares for Mark. He cares. Just write your name there. He cares for Bianca. He cares for all of us. He cares for Matthew. Write your name there. Personalize it. Jesus Christ knows what we're going through. He knows the battles you're facing. But we try to figure it out on our own mind. Why? You try to figure it out. The Bible says that the mind is the enmity against God. You try to figure it out in your own mind and capacity. You know what? We're not going to understand. But when the Spirit of God reveals it to us, as we read in the Bible, and one scripture just jumps out to you, it's like, whoa, that's the Spirit of God showing you something, bringing something to the light. He speaks to us. He's a personal God. He's going to speak to us individually because he created each one of us differently. He's a personal God. Psalms chapter 20, verse 7. Psalms chapter 20, verse 7, the Word of God reads, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. Lord, give victory to the king. Answer us when we call. Again, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. Come on, somebody. God is good.
We trust in the name of the Lord. People put their trust on people. People will let us down every day. But we could take it to the bank that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to help us. We could take it to the bank that he's going to carry us through our tough times. That no matter what I'm going through, I can rest assured that my God is with me, because his word says in Hebrews 13:5 that he will never leave me nor forsake me. People have let me down. Family might have let me down, but I can rest assured that my Heavenly Father, Abba Father, my Daddy God is going to carry me through whatever I'm going through. And I'm here to tell you this morning that he's going to carry through you whatever you're facing this morning. He will carry you through it. Just believe it. Believe that you have a foundation in the Lord Jesus Christ, that it's firm. You're not going to be moved. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5, the word of God reads. This is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. That person will be like a bush in the wastelands. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. Verse 7. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They'll be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Verse 7 again, the word of God reads, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. Our trust in him. Again, that firm foundation. Romans 8, verse 28. The word of God reads, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be confirmed to the image of his son, that he may be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Also he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. Verse 37, the same chapter. Romans 8, verse 37. No, in all these things we were more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. That no matter what, I trust you, Lord. That no matter what I'm going through, no matter what my family's going through, we're going to put our trust in you. See, God's not out to hurt us. God's out there because he loves us. He's got a plan for us. He loves you. Let's continue building on that foundation. Don't stop. A lot of people stop when they get saved with salvation. There's so much more to Christ. James chapter 1, verse 19. Identity. Who are we? It's at the family camp, the speaker was the first, this was his first message. James chapter 1, verse 19. James chapter 1, verse 19. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Because human anger does not produce the righteousness of the God desires.
Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. The Bible says that some plant, some water, but God does the increase. Do not merely listen to the word, so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at the face in a mirror and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they'll be blessed in what they do. I want to be blessed. How many of y'all want to be blessed this morning? Read the word of God and apply it to your life. We hear countless messages. We hear this message. We experience God's presence in a powerful way. But when you say, get a hold of it and take it outside these four walls, your relationship with God will go to another level. You will build on that foundation. And the message in family camp was, mirror, mirror on the wall, who am I after all? Who am I? Who am I when tough times come? Who am I? Would I blame God? We all have that question of why. Is I minister to the woman of the why, and I'm going to be ministering to the men. Pray for me. My life personally, and being a minister with the church and my years of service unto the Lord, I guess I'm just asking for prayer. Because my life right now, I feel like I'm on uncharted waters. God's preparing me for something great. And it's like, God, help me. We all need his help. Whatever you're going through, we all need help. We all need his presence. We all need his wisdom. We all have that question of why this, why that? Why am I going through this? Why did I struggle so much growing up? Why? But at the end of the day, when you experience his presence in a real and authentic way, that you know what, God, I know I experienced you, and I'm not going to go back. I'm not going to go back to my old ways. That foundation. And I remember when I used to work at Dairy Queen, my first job, I remember sitting down and writing something down. I said, you know what, God, I don't understand why, but I know something happened to me. June 18 of 2000. I can't explain it. But I remember it was at Howard Johnson Hotel at the South Padre Island at a family camp, a youth camp. And I walked up to the front. Pastor Elias had an altar call. I remember vividly like it was yesterday. See, when you encounter God, you're going to remember every detail where you experience his presence. I said, no, I'm not going to go back to my old ways. What are you building your foundation on? Are you striving to be in his presence? God loves you. When we get a hold of it, that he loves us, that he's got a plan for me, when he's got a plan for you and your family, that no matter what you're going through, you're going to say, God, I trust you. God has seen every tear you've shed. God knows what you're going through this morning. You're here because he loves you. You keep coming for a reason, for a purpose, because you know that God is pursuing you. Building on that foundation. I spent some time with my cousins in mission. I went to go visit them before I start work pretty soon. And just wanted to spend time with my nephews and my nieces. And we just started talking, and it blessed my heart. My cousin would say, man, I remember Eloy coming home late with her super late. And he's like, but Eloy, I remember you praying. I remember you praying. As family, you can joke around with them, you know. And he's like, I remember you praying, Eloy. What I'm going to bring to the table is that you start with your family first. The statement that said it was instilled a lot in Bible school, they would say it a lot, and I got a hold of it. You can win the world for Christ, but lose your family. It ain't worth it. Start with our families. Mothers and fathers, pray for your children. Pray for your grandkids. Because they're going to remember you when you were praying for them. And that meant a lot to me when my cousin said it. Because you know what? I didn't force it on them. I didn't preach to them. They would call me church boy, whatever. It's all good, right? But when the years passed, God turned the table. When he introduced us in front of the church, as ministers, and it blessed my heart to see my uncle here. My cousins, people that believed in me. You know, what I'm saying is that starts in your home. Pray for your children. Pray for your grandkids. Like I said earlier, el enemigo, el diablo no duerme. But when you're praying for your children, your grandchildren, God hears your prayers. He's going to take care of them. And it just blessed my heart when my cousin said that. And just, I love my family. I pray for my family. I want them to get a hold of God and pursue the call of God in their lives. God loves you. Continue building on that foundation. Don't let go of the experiences you've had with God. Don't let go of them. Because the Bible says in John 10:10 that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God comes to bring life and bring it more abundantly. See, God's a God of abundance. God's a God of peace. God's a God of prosperity. Continue building on that foundation. Who are you when tough times come? What are you building your foundation on? If Michelle can come up, please. That's all I have this morning. I'm not a good waffler. I'm not. I just like to go straight into the message, into what I feel God's laid in my heart. You can just bow our heads and close our eyes. This is going to be my altar call this morning. Are you running from God? Because God is with his open arms ready to receive you in an instant. We don't understand the whys in life. Why this? Why that? But I can rest and tell you this morning with the assurance in my heart that God loves you and he's got a plan for you and your family. So this morning, are you running from God? All those memories you've had with God, with his presence, are they easily getting diminished and you're letting the enemy steal them from you? So as Michelle strums and she sings a song that God lays in her heart, come up to the front. If you say, God, I'm running from you, but I want to run to you. I want to get it right once and for all. Can this be the morning where you've experienced God that you won't go back to your old ways? Can this be the morning when you know without a shadow of a doubt that you experience God that sets a path for you to follow after his purpose that he has for you and your family? Can this be the morning that you encountered God?
A lot of people experience God, but when you encounter His presence, that you know it was authentic, that you know it was real, that you know it was something about that service that you're never going to forget. Can this be the morning? God is calling you back to His presence.